Is there just a general trend, do you suppose, going on now? Kind of a reversion?
You know, I don't think it's a general trend. I think basically there's a message to, I mean, that's, that is trying to be imparted to all of us that, true enough, and here again, I guess what you said earlier about the complexity of our whole situation now has grown to a point where people might be trying to escape that. This is why I said that could be a possibility. But people, I think, have gotten to a place now, even though they have everything that's convenient, so and so on, they find that they're missing some of the main ingredients that they had some time ago, even when they didn't have all the convenience. I noticed more people now having small gardens in the back of the home.
Yeah.
You know, whereas a couple of years ago, a person, because like they were making the money, they didn't have time to build some garden. I'll go out to the store and buy my vegetables. But I noticed now that most of the people I know are growing gardens.
That's right. I saw something on television the other night, a man that built his whole business around that necessity. You might have seen it. He has a shoe repair or a tennis shoe rebuilding business. People send in their old shoes to him, and rather than having to go out and buy a brand new pair, he'll rebuild the thing, completely. Mm-hmm. It costs about $11.95 or something like that. Save you, $12-$13, something like that. Yeah. That's interesting. One of the things that concerns me more than anything about the way contemporary society seems to be going is the low esteem that another individual has for another person's life, that sort of thing. I guess you don't see that much of it here in the rural South, but in a large city, somebody will wipe you out, kill you, do you in for a few dollars.
That's getting here too.
And
in the South.
That's frightening to me.
At one particular time, we could say we didn't have that, but slowly but surely, you notice. The crime rates are going high and high in our southern cities. And it's why? Is it because of the complexity that we are trying to develop that has caused us to be like this? Because before, we didn't have as much. All of a sudden, Birmingham, I think a couple of years ago, was the number one city in the United States for crime. I think Atlanta wasn't too far behind. So it means that with the developments that we are getting and all the advancements that we're making, we're also attracting more people than we're attracting northerners too, who are mobile, as we've said before, who don't mind moving. As long as there's a dollar to be made, a life that they want to live, fine, they move. So consequently, with the influx of people coming in, and also, true enough, with hard times bring about crime to a certain extent. But I think the main thing that we have to realize is that we get an influx of people coming from bringing ideas from other places.
One thing that's interested me, would you consider a person of the type that I was talking about, one who has very low regard for human life, would you say of necessity that person must be psychopathic, or is there something that would drive a normal person to commit an act like that?
I can't answer that. Because, I guess,
for example, I don't know if you've seen the movie or not, but the one with Clint Eastwood in it, Dirty Harry,
right?
About, the sniper,
mm-hmm.
just got his jollies from climbing up the top of a building, blowing people away with a high-powered rifle. That sort of thing is, I don't know, petrifying sort of idea to me.
Well, I think our minds are computers. Our minds are just like, they are highly developed computers. And that media there feeds in a lot of things that shouldn't be there.